The hosts feel it would be a little unkind.
Hello, and welcome once again to the Frankencast. I'm the mad scientist, Anthony Bowman. My pronouns are he, him, and I'm joined as always by...
the corporate CEO that just wants your stocks, that is Eric Velasquez. My pronouns are also he, him.
Yeah, so we're back with a couple more episodes of Munsters today.
Six and seven.
Yep, we got Farewell Grandpa and Corporate Munsters.
Let's see what these are about.
Yeah, so Farewell Grandpa starts out and...
Herman, like, just comes in sneezing right away.
And, you know, it's Herman, so of course, like, things are getting blown over as he's sneezing.
Feathers get shot around the room because Marilyn's making a mockingbird costume for Eddie.
Yeah. And you know, Herman's trying to figure out what he's allergic to and can't figure it out. Lily, of course, brings in, like, a giant oversized handkerchief for
it's
Herman.
It's a blanket. This is a blanket.
Yeah. But Herman's really impressed with what Marilyn and Eddie are working on. And he's like, yeah, when I was young, I was on the football team back in the day.
Yeah, we were Poison Ivy League school. Yeah. Well, Herman had to stop because of all the injuries to the other team.
Right, of course. Yeah. And Lily's like, Herman was on the football team and I was a cheerleader and I still remember the Transylvania Vultures cheer.
You want me to debase myself? Because I'm here for it.
Go for it.
All right. Vultures, vultures, we got it right. Vultures, vultures, we give them fright. If you don't like it, take a dive. The Transylvanian vultures will eat you alive.
And as she finishes, there's a knock at the door and, like, two government agents come in. And they were so strange. Like, usually, you know, the whole thing with the Munsters is, like, the Munsters are weird and everybody else is a straight man.
Nope.
But, like, these guys are goofy as hell.
Yeah. They're the weirdest, like, government workers ever. Like, when they come in... they're trying to both come in at the same time, so they obviously get stuck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, usually any kind of comedy from the other people is, like, that they're scared of the Munsters, but here, like, these guys are just idiots, and
probably because they're government workers, and this is the 1980s.
Yeah.
You know, Reagan, all that stuff.
Yeah, and they're specifically, they're with INS.
Yeah. We love them.
Yeah. Yeah, so it is nice having them be these incompetent idiots who were, you know, you want them to fail.
Nothing's changed. Anyway.
Right.
But they're here to see Vladimir Dracula. Mm-hmm. He's not Vlad Tepish Dracula. He's Vladimir Dracula.
Yeah, and it turns out that he's an illegal alien, so that, you know, they need to talk to him.
I didn't know Grandpa was from outer space, says her.
Yeah, right. They're like, but no, he flew right above the Mayflower the whole way over. Like, he's been he's been here since the beginning. But they're like, yeah, well, we just need to talk to him. Maybe we can get it all squared away. And Lily's like, well, he's not here right now. He's down at the blood bank making a withdrawal.
Hey.
I feel like they make that joke pretty regularly, but it works. It's always a good one.
Listen, it's like a, you know, who is Herman made of joke? You know what I mean?
Absolutely, yeah. And at first, they're like, well, okay, we'll just wait here. He'll eventually have to come home.
They sit down and stir up a bunch of dust.
Mm-hmm.
Spot sneezes or breathes fire just for whatever random reason.
Yeah, and that scares them. So they rush out, and I think Lily says something like, oh, yeah, he's had an indigestion ever since he ate that Volkswagen. He just, foreign food doesn't agree with him.
Because it's German. But Grandpa arrives home. Turns out he forgot to complete his immigration papers, which I don't know in the 1600s or, you know, 1500s or whatever, that was a thing.
Yeah. Yeah. If he's been here since the Mayflower, yeah, this wasn't a country yet. So there
I
was
feel
no
like naturalized would be the most appropriate phrase for him.
Right. Yeah. But he's like, oh, oops, I forgot. And Lily says, you know, you'd forget your head if it wasn't bolted on. And they're like, no, that's Herman.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, then we get a song about how the neck bone or the neck bolt is connected to the shoulder bolt, you know.
Yeah. And Grandpa's like, well, I'm not getting involved in this. He sits down in like the chair and he's like, I'm not leaving this chair no matter what.
Right. Well, and then it turns out he's not because we have to the immigration office and he is sitting in that chair.
Yeah. And so of course this is a pretty classic Munsters gag where they ask him a bunch of like basic questions that his answers are all insane because, you know, he's a monster. So it's like,
yeah, like occupation,
bloodsucker.
Ah, lawyer. Gotcha. Hey.